Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, I would like to thank the Secretary General of the CD, Madam Tatiana Valovaya, for her support for the CD work. In spite of increasingly unpredictable and worrying global context, we hope that something positive can be achieved at the Conference of Disarmament finally this year. It is definitely time to try to change the pattern of work. Finland also congratulates Algeria and you personally, dear colleague, on assuming the position of the first presidency of the 2020 sessions. You can count on our full support. We also welcome new colleagues and wish good luck to those departing our work here. We also welcome the new approach that P6 has now demonstrated to work more as a collective team and remaining accessible to all delegations to discuss and answer any issues related to the CD. We encourage P6 to take a pragmatic but ambitious approach so that the CD could achieve its substantive work and effective functioning. Mr. President, dear colleagues, depending from the eyes of the one observing, the glass can be half empty, but it can be half full. But equally, it can also be seen as being just too big. This applies to the CD program of work. By streamlining and simplifying the program of work, we can end up with the text that can be finally agreed by us all. While we are approaching the 75th anniversary of the UN, we need to be ready to revitalize the role of disarmament and this conference as a vital part of multilateralism. Further, the NPT review conference is just only 3 months ahead of us. There should be a vital link between the CD and the review conference. We should not underestimate the role of the CD in both preparing the substance and creating conducive atmosphere in our discussions in New York. We see progress on discussions on nuclear risk reduction, and we hope that this topic will be highly visible at our discussions in New York. New and innovative thinking is needed. Finland has supported UNIDIR's work on risk reduction, and we are pleased to participate in the SEND dialogue. Mr. President, we deplore the position last week taken by Turkey on Cyprus participation at the CD as an observer, leading to the rejection of latter's request of participation. We reiterate the position of the EU to urge Turkey to reconsider its position in this matter. Finally, Mr. President, strengthening the rules-based international system and the institutions is our overall objective. With this, we look forward to working with you and all delegations here to make this year successful. I thank you for your attention.